Not every cost segregation case is a clean win. Some of the most useful cases are the ones that drew a line in the middle. Today, we are talking about one of those. It is called Deseret Management Corporation versus United States, decided in 2013 by the U.S. Court of Federal Claims. Deseret Management is the holding company for Bonneville International, which runs radio broadcasting stations. Between 1988 and 2000, the company made improvements to its broadcasting facilities. Then it argued that many of those building components were equipment, not structure, and should write off in 5 or 7 years instead of 39. The court applied the same framework used in the Hospital Corporation of America case. You look at each component. Does it function more like equipment or more like the building itself? If it is more like equipment, it writes off faster. If it is more like structure, it writes off slowly. For most of what Deseret was claiming, the court sided with the IRS. Flooring stayed at 39 years. Ceiling system stayed at 39 years. General electrical distribution stayed at 39 years. General heating and air conditioning, the kind that keeps people comfortable, stayed at 39 years. The IRS won on those. But here is where the case gets interesting and why it matters to you. Some of the air conditioning equipment at those broadcasting facilities was not there for the people in the building. It was there for the broadcasting machines. Radio transmitters and broadcasting equipment generate a lot of heat. They need dedicated cooling to stay operational. That cooling existed for one reason only, to serve the equipment, not the occupants. There is a legal principle called the sole justification test. Under that test, if a system exists solely to serve a piece of equipment and not to benefit the building or its occupants in any general way, it can qualify as Section 1245 property. That means faster write-off. The court agreed. The equipment serving air conditioning won. It crossed the line from structural to personal property and qualified for the faster depreciation schedule. What does this mean for your property? If your building has systems that exist only to serve specific machines, not to maintain the building for people, those systems deserve a close look in your cost segregation study. Dedicated server room cooling. Cooling for manufacturing equipment. Power conditioning units that exist only for a specific machine line. These can potentially qualify under the same test. The key is that the system must serve the equipment, not the people. If it keeps the building comfortable for occupants and happens to also cool a machine, that is not enough. If its only reason for existing is that machine, that is the argument. Deseret Management is also a good reminder that a thorough study does not claim everything. Most building systems are structural. General HVAC is structural. General electrical is structural. A credible study knows the difference and draws the line carefully, the same way the court did here. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To learn more about how equipment serving systems get classified in your property, visit the authority library in your report.